This from Chandar Narayan, subject Arjuna and Vegetarianism. My question is as follows. It is said that Arjuna and the Pandavas were Kshatriyas and they had meat as part of their diet. In what context they had meat and what are the sinful reactions they may have to undergo? Also, how come they being Krishna conscious they could take to non-vegetarianism and how was it allowed for them and not for us?
I never actually heard of the Pandavas being said to be non-veg, except in the case of Bhim, when it's described that he had to go and kill one demon and the food was given for him. So that might have included meat. So I never heard of it, but it may be. Kshatriyas in Vedic culture are allowed to eat meat. And not unrestrictedly, but under certain circumstances. For that matter, brahmanas can do also. Devotees of Krishna, they generally take Krishna prasadam. But meat can also be offered in sacrifice to Vishnu. That the animal is that's slaughtered by the or killed in the forest by the kshatriya can be offered in sacrifice. So, and not all of Krishna's devotees are vegetarian. Garuda, he eats fish and snakes. Sabari Muni, he got in trouble because he wanted to protect the fish when Garuda was coming to eat them. Jatayu, also a vulture, he's also non-vegetarian. So some devotees are non-vegetarian. Specifically, the Pandavas, they were executing in their pastime role, they're executing the role of Kshatriyas. Well, I must say, I it's new to me. I didn't hear of them eating meat. But it may be. It may be. That's not for you. It's not for me. But it may be for them. Not everything is ordained for everyone. Even in Vedic culture, not everything is for everyone. There are different rules for different people. Sinful reaction? Well, actually, it's considered that one can be purified by eating meat. Or one is free from sinful reaction. Yagya shishtasena santo muchante saravakilbishai. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that those who eat yagya shishta, which the literal general meaning of that is the food offered, the sacrifice, which can include meat. So those who eat that, they're free from all sins. Now this might seem shocking because generally Vaishnavas are vegetarians. Krishna is a vegetarian. But there's some allowance in this material world for some devotees to eat meat. There's one conversation between Srila Prabhupada and one Dr. Patel, who was arguing on the basis of the teachings of the Swami Narayan Sampradaya that meat eating should not be allowed at all. And Prabhupada said, it's allowed in Shastra. And then Dr. Patel said, then I won't follow Shastra. And then Prabhupada said, then you become an atheist. If you don't, meat eating is allowed in Shastra. It's not encouraged, but it is allowed under certain circumstances for certain people. The Pandavas, there's no question of sinful reaction for them. And even for one who takes, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, even one may take meat under certain rules and there's no sinful reaction. But if you don't follow the rules, then there's sinful reaction. That's true even for eating vegetables. Although the reaction for eating meat is more. Srila Prabhupada wasn't fully against meat eating. He said that there will always be a class of meat eaters in human society. So he wasn't against beef eating. He said, you can eat the cow's meat, but just wait till the cow dies, that's all. Don't kill the cow. So these are some points that might be shocking to some people, and certainly as Vaishnavas we're trying to discourage people as far as possible from eating meat. And if one is to be a Vaishnava at all, a follower of Lord Chaitanya, then he cannot be a flesh eater. But some devotees are. But we are not Garuda, we're not Jatayu, so we shouldn't try to imitate that either.